All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today here in the Community Dev Room. We're going to be talking about open source ambassador programs at our company, our different companies. My name is Allison Yu. I am the open source community manager at Indeed.
Awesome. And my name is Sheila Sabe. I'm also a program manager, open source community manager at Comcast.
So today we're just going to go over what a program ambassador program is, and then we're going to go and dive into our different case studies for our open source program offices and how we actually implemented ambassador programs.
Great. So you may be asking yourself, what is an open source ambassador program? An ambassador program is basically a working group of volunteers. In this context for today's talk, they are internal to our companies like Indeed and Comcast, but they can also be in the outside open source community. Basically, they are champions and ambassadors of open source.
So you might be wondering why people would want to volunteer for this program where we're asking them for a lot of time during their day-to-day jobs. So one of the things that we really focus on is making sure that there is really good career development built into these programs. We want this to be more than a two-way street. Our hope, at least at Indeed, is that our ambassadors get more out of the program than we get out of them. So that means having career development goals, whether that means they want to be more involved in the actual community, expanding their speaking opportunities, having more cross-developmental or cross-team visibility. We're really working to make sure that their needs are met for this. We're also looking at giving them additional training stipends or different conference budgets. So as you guys all know, in this room, people communicate better and just click better when they're face-to-face. Imagine trying to communicate with the open source community only online and behind a screen. It doesn't work as well as when you're face-to-face. So we really want them to get involved with the wonderful open source community in person. We then give them more networking opportunities. So not only do we give them networking opportunities externally, but also internally. A good example of this is that we fly out all of our ambassadors for a training week for each class that we do. And then, of course, we also give people swag because everyone likes swag.
All right, so the different things that the ambassadors can work on, first and foremost, evangelizing open source is really, really important. Speaking at internal events, we do have a ton of internal events that happen at Comcast for our technologists. We give them opportunities to speak there when they want to. Answering questions related to open source, explaining the benefits of open source software across the internal community, conducting policy reviews. This is a new one that we added for this year, and also approving the use of open source licenses.
Great. And now that we've kind of done that very, very, very brief overview of what an ambassador program can look like, we're just going to jump into the case studies since we do have an abbreviated period of time. So I'm going to just hop into Indeed's case study. So a little bit of context, our open source program office was founded in late 2017. We're currently a 7-person team, which is very engineering heavy at the moment. We have one additional program manager and a community manager that's supposed to span the entire company. Our company is currently over 8,900 people, and we're very global. So if you can imagine the amount of people that we are trying to cover from one team. So this is just a quick glimpse into where all Indeed's offices are. Any of the ones that are labeled are considered tech centers. But as you can see, we have tons of different offices that aren't deemed tech centers. We also have people who are developers and engineers in many other of these offices. A great example is that we have a great contingent of engineers in London, Dublin, and in Aberdeen. So we do have people in Europe, but they're just not where we would deem it to be a tech center. And we also have distributed engineers and employees as well. So the open source program office sits solely in San Francisco. That's where our entire team sits currently. And we're able to recruit ambassadors in Austin, Tokyo, and Seattle as well. So we have very broad program goals, but our number one goal from the program office side is to really shift the mindset from a one-and-done contribution to working in the open. We want to have sustainable contributors. We want people to contribute more than one time a month and not just one time in one day. We're looking at people coming back. So If they contribute more than 2 days per month, that's when we consider them an active recurring contributor, and we want to see that number grow. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. And as I said before, we're really invested in making sure our ambassadors grow their careers with us. So we want to make sure that we are giving them the right skills and the right trainings to help them grow their careers at Indeed, or if they want to elsewhere as well, but hopefully they stick with us. So we're also looking at a different way of having mentorship. So not only getting mentored from the open source program office, we have what is called a lead ambassador at each location. This might be the most technical or the person who's been an ambassador for the longest. We want them to give them the ability to mentor other ambassadors. So when they actually cycle out, then another person can take over. But we're also looking for people to go ahead and mentor others who are not part of the program already. So we like to think of open source projects as mini companies. So we're looking at people who help plan events, help with marketing, help with legal, and of course, help with coding too. So we're trying to get everyone involved. So being able to have those people and those point people at each of these offices mentor and shepherd people into this community is a really great way to do something. And we also want to make sure that we're giving them the opportunity to help, the ambassadors the opportunity to help promote us externally as well, take some of the speaking opportunities on our behalf. Burnout is real. We all know this in this room. So by being able to distribute some of those speaking opportunities on our behalf is really something that's important to us as well, especially if our ambassadors are keen to do that. And then we're really looking on how we can streamline contributions and streamline different things across the different offices. So how do we get more programs in place to make it easier for people to contribute? So one of the things that we did is we didn't just jump in with 2 feet. We definitely did a program, a pilot program, and we named it the Ambassador Light Program. It took place in Q4 of 2019. It was time boxed to 3 months. We had one very clear and concise goal, and that was to double our contributor metrics across the board from Q4 2018 to Q4 2019. And there's a laundry list of different metrics that we're looking at, not only the number of contributions, but for example, the number of GitHub IDs that we're seeing, the number of people that are joining our Slack channels, et cetera. And we really wanted to make sure that we could make this as successful as possible on a very limited budget, because as we know, we cobbled this together in Q4 at the end of the year. We don't have the most budget available. The way that we started this program and got ambassadors was we did this purely by word of mouth. Well, really less than word of mouth. We went ahead and put a skeleton project page up in early Q3, kind of forgot about it, and then had a bunch of people going ahead and reaching out to us and saying, hey, so we found this wiki page online. How do we get more involved? So by the time we were asking for budget and to get fully funded, we had Hacktoberfest results in. And as you can see, it was actually a great success. We more than doubled every single metric across the board.